Taking a look first at your news for the hour. A Cass City alumni is returning home for work. The Cass City Police Department has hired Ethan Hulbert. After graduating from Cass City Schools in 2016, Hulbert served in the United States Marine Corps. Following that, he served as a police officer with the Dawson Springs Police Department in Kentucky. And he is now returned home to be added on to the Cass City Police Department's roster. And another news for today. A proposal to create more housing in the city of Lapeer was once again denied by the city commission during a contentious meeting on Monday that lasted over 4 hours. A developer wants to build a 112 single-family condominium on 34.2 acres north of the city that would also include walking paths, a playground, and a retention basin, which was denied in a vote of 3-2. During a heated discussion, Mayor Jeremy Hing and Commissioner Joshua Atwood clashed with each other, with Hing saying that he would censure Atwood if he continued to try to explain his point. Several audience members who spoke in support and in opposition to the housing plan had their emotions running high, and spontaneous comments were made by the audience. Because of that, Hing ordered the clerk to make a list of all of those who spoke spontaneously and warned that he would have those who spoke out of turn removed by the police department. Some fellow commissioners called for Hing to be censured instead due to his behavior, but that motion did not pass. A variety of explanations were given in support of the housing project as well as against it. Some of the reasons included against the plan was the housing design did not match the other houses in the area and that there were simply too many homes for the site. Also, the need for more housing was noted, which would help with business development and the community's economy. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at some further news right after this.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. That's Jennifer. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Returning now to your news for the hour. Staffing was the main issue during the last meeting of the Unionville-Sebring Area School District's Board of Education. The board approved granting Hannah Grifka third-year probation, Arissa Ozentoski second-year probation, and Andrew Whitaker was granted first-year probation. With that being done, the board also approved filling some coaching positions. The board approved hiring Samantha Cull as the varsity girls volleyball coach. Katie Engelhart will be the junior varsity girls volleyball coach. Aaron Cull will be the varsity boys soccer coach, and Elijah Meek will be the varsity cross-country coach. Also, Riley Zimmer was hired as the middle school volleyball coach, and Arissa Ozentoski will be a middle school volleyball coach as well. And another news for today. A recall petition has been filed against Sanilac County's Watertown Township Treasurer, Sheila Coates. The Sanilac County Election Commission will conduct a clarity and factual hearing at 8:15 a.m. on Tuesday, June the 9th in the probate courtroom to determine if the language is both clear and factual. The proposed recall alleges that Coates should be recalled for not performing the basic functions of a treasurer. If the commission approves the recall petition language, the next step is moving forwards to collecting signatures of township residents to do the recall. If the commission determines that the language is not sufficient, then the proposed recall will have that process ended, And before the proposed recall effort, other Watertown Township officials have had issues with Coates not following requests to move township records from her personally owned computer over to the township computer, as well as providing financial reports on the sewer fund. Because of her non-compliance, the board has ordered a forensic audit of finances and is even reviewing the possibility of taking legal action. The township's next Board of Trustees meeting will be at 6 p.m. on Thursday, June the 4th. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumbarian news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Wednesday, June the 3rd of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.